about Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney. All about Ask Florida law attorney. With attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal Ask question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open this last day, this last Saturday of 2017, December 30th, 2017. Only one more day in the year, and then we get a whole another new year. Happy New Year to everyone listening to the show. You also might be watching on the show. We're doing Facebook Live, so if you have, go on Facebook and have an account, you can send me a request a link. We have three pages on Facebook, Ask an Attorney, Law Offices of Joseph Pippin, and my personal page. And if you'd like to join me on Facebook, I'd love to be connected with you there. Also, we're being broadcast live on WeBeam TV. You can go .com, WeBeamTV.com. That's WeBeamTV.com, and we're also broadcasting live there. So you can watch the show, you can listen to the show, you can give me a call, which is really the most important part of it. We take live calls on this last Saturday in 2017. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to wish you a happy new year and answer your question, maybe give you a little peace of mind. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And if you have a legal question or something that I can do for you, all you have to do is to call that number. And you could be on the show. And hopefully you would be helping a lot of other people listening to the show that might have the same circumstance that you do. And maybe we could help you and help other people listening as well. So again, the toll-free number to call to ask an attorney all about Florida law is 877-943-9673. Well, it's the end of the year, and it's common for people to start making goals for the next year. So I think what would be a good list of goals for you to consider as far as estate and financial planning go? Well, I think it's good to, on the estate side of the legal documents, I think they should be reviewed about every 3 years, just to make sure you understand, remember what you did, discuss any change of circumstances that might have happened. It's very important to have updated power of attorney, health care surrogate, living will documents. The average time that they are valid and most useful are 3 to 4 years, and I think you should update them every 3 or 4 years to have current dates on them, because many financial and medical people do not honor them, or it becomes a hassle for them to honor them after a few years. So one goal would be to have your estate planning started if you've never done any. Or if you haven't been with an attorney for 3 or 4 years, to have it reviewed or updated. If you've relocated from a different state, to definitely have them looked at and modified to fit the laws of Florida if you're a Florida resident. Maybe consider becoming a Florida resident. Might be a good goal. There are many advantages there. Well, maybe we'll talk about that during the show, depending on how the calls come in. So one number one goal is to have your estate planning documents reviewed. Let's go to our first caller. Linda in Largo is calling. Hey, Linda. Linda, are you there?
Okay, so the radio's off. Okay.
All right, Linda, good morning.
Oh, yes, good morning. My name is Linda, and I'm calling because I was going to apply for Social Security. I was 64, and I was going to be 65. In January, the latter part of the month. Now, my son, who lives in New York, receives SSI. And, you know, then in New York, when they have SSI, they get Medicaid and food stamps, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes.
Okay, when I applied for, well, I was really applying for Medicare, she was telling me that I can, the person from the Social Security office in St. Pete stated that I you know, my son will no longer get SSI and that he would get Social Security survivorship. And that I said, okay, well, he get the medical cover. Oh, no, you'd apply for it yourself now. But only thing I know is that when it comes to...
Now, how old is your son?
He's 46. I really don't want to be bothered with him. No, he's 43, and I'm 60. No, he's 42. I'm 64. Okay, what happened was when he was getting SSI, he was keep on losing his check, so that made me the beneficiary where his money is coming.
Now, you're a payee for his benefit.
Yeah, right, 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 which I do it, as I told her, for humanitarian reasons. I just don't want to be linked with him like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying, well, if you want Medicare and you can apply for, then your son's, he will get a little more money, but he won't get medical coverage, and you can just apply. I won't mention what, she mentioned something that was impossible. He said, I can apply for medical coverage for him. And I was saying to myself, this is getting kind of complicated.
Is he under guardianship or anything?
No, he's... He's living in New York with an apartment that I paid the rent with his check money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on a program for, what do they say, alcohol, drugs, or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
So he really needs that medical coverage. So I said, no, I don't want the...
what I need to do, your question is fairly complicated on multiple levels here to be able to help you on the radio in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call my office and I can give you the name of someone who specializes in Social Security law that can help you sort through all the decisions and things you need to do.
Okay, Social Security law.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll give out my phone number and email address here several times during the show. Just write it down and give me a call and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. If you have a legal question, I would love to try to help you. Sometimes we can't do it on the radio, and sometimes I have other referral sources that can help you. So we'll do the best we can. And if you have a legal question, you can call the show at 877-943-9673. Also said it really doesn't even have to be a legal question. If you just have a problem of some sort that I can help you with, or maybe give you a little guidance or a little different light on the subject or path to go down, give us a call. Love to help you. 877-943-9673. And also my goal is that your question and the advice and help that you might receive are also being listened to by other people who could also benefit from it. Toll-free number is 877-943-9673. Let's go to Donald in Riverview. Hey, Donald.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
Good. Question I have. Now, my grandfather built a trailer park in Colorado, and there is 10 grandchildren. Now, there is one individual that's the executor or put the property in his name.
Did your grandfather have a will?
I got to find that out.
Yeah, he couldn't have put it in his name without it being left. He couldn't have put it in his name legally without it being left to him in a will or a trust, or he became a co-owner with right of survivorship while your grandfather was living. I mean, one of those three things had to happen before he could have full ownership.
Okay, there had to be a will for him to have full ownership?
Well, I'm assuming that your grandfather died with the property just in his name. It could have been that he had owned it jointly with this nephew with right of survivorship. That would give it to him. But if he died with it just in his name, then it would have to be given to him either through a will or a trust, after he died.
Right, but what I want to explain to you is I'll give you a quick rundown, and I don't want to take up a lot of your time. Grandpa built the park. All right, my mother and her brother lived in the park. When Grandpa died, it went into my uncle's name, which is my mother's brother.
All right, when he died, though, it must have gone into his name through a will or a trust, unless he was jointly owned with right of survivorship. See, assets in a deceased person's name can only be handled through the probate court.
It's in probate right now.
Okay.
Because
Okay, well, maybe the terminology is just wrong. Maybe he's the personal representative of the estate, which doesn't mean that the property is in his name. It means it's, he's handling the property of a deceased person's estate through the probate process.
All right, right. Say my mother took maybe a supposed buyout 20 years ago from her brother, which took over the park supposedly if there was a will.
All right.
Or if it was put in his name.
If it was a buyout, then the property would be in her name.
Well, you would think that.
Well, you said supposedly, so I mean, you know, you got what you need to do is have an attorney in Colorado. Is that where the property is?
Yes, sir.
Do a title search for you.
All right.
So you can actually see without guessing whose name it was in, and you can have a little history of whose name it was in and when it got transferred to a new name.
Very good.
That's the only thing that's going to give you peace of mind is to do a title search.
I want peace of mind for 10 other individuals.
All right.
There's 10 grandchildren, and that's all that's left. The mothers are gone. The uncles are gone. The grandfather's gone. All that's left is 10 grandchildren.
The only way you all are going to have peace of mind is to do a title search, I think.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. Let's go to Bond. James Bond? Who is this?
Hello.
Hey. What's your first name?
Bond.
Bond. How do you spell that?
B-O-N.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I was wondering, if I had you set up a trust fund, and then I wanted to give some money to different organizations like Save the Children and different ones.
Yes, sir.
Can that be done after the two people I'm leaving in my family money?
Sure, you can name charities. If I did your trust for you and you want to add some charities in there, we just do a simple amendment.
Okay, but the thing is that I wanted to go to the charities after both of my two beneficiaries die. Is that okay?
You want it to go to what now?
I've got two people after me when I die.
You're right.
Okay? I want that money to go to them, okay? And then what they don't use, whatever's left over, okay, I want to turn around and then give it to charities.
All right, well, that doesn't quite work that way. What you're going to have to do is to give them so much, say, 40% each and 10-10 to two charities or something of that nature. I'm not suggesting those to be the percentages. But
okay.
you have to nail down 100% of how you want your estate distributed.
Okay, and so then at my death, then that 10% would be, or 10% for the charities each would be given right then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then one other question I had.
There are multiple ways to do it. You could give your children, say, 50-50, but you don't give it to them outright. You give them income only or something like that, and then when they die, it goes to the charities. Or you could do 40-40 outright to the children and 10-10 to the two charities. I mean, there are multiple ways to do this, but you can't be vague about whatever's left over because you have to allocate 100% of the estate in the document.
Okay. And then one other question. If I had a grandson and he got his own car and his own name,
mm-hmm.
he's probably going to have lower limits. If something happens to him, can they go after his parents if he's not listed on their policies?
In this question, does a grandson live at home?
Yeah.
And he's over 18?
Yeah.
And he has a car just in his name?
Yep.
Well, if he has a car just in his name, I don't think they can, generally, they can't go after the parents in that example.
Okay. And can you give me a number? Do you have a Sarasota number? You have somebody in Sarasota? Where do I have to go?
We have an office in Lakewood Ranch.
Oh, okay.
I tell you, right after you hang up here, after we talk, I'm going to give out all my contact information for everyone listening.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a
thank
great
you.
Day.
Thank you. All right. Happy New Year. You're listening to Ask an Attorney on this last, it was the day before the last day of the year. You're listening to a live show. If you'd like to call the show, it's 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And again, you're listening to Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. We've been broadcasting this show continually every week on multiple stations. I was nationally syndicated for a couple of years also. Right now, you're listening to 12 stations around all over the state of Florida. We're all raring to go for next year. So you'll have another whole year of Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. We go kind of year by year. But as long as I can think quickly, respond quickly, and think, and nobody tells me I shouldn't be doing this anymore, I'll probably truck on, because oh, I love coming in here. I've done this the longest running continual show in Florida. And the general manager the person here in charge of programming told me the only show that he could think of that had been on longer than mine was the Grand Ole Opry. Now, I think he was insulting me a little bit on that, but anyway, I do say, mention that once in a while when I'm giving talks to speaking groups. Hey, speaking of speaking, I've got several great things going on for speaking opportunities. I'm speaking in a couple of weeks. I'm speaking at a church in Winter Haven on a Wednesday night. I've got seminars coming up around town, evening seminars usually sponsored by a financial planner where I come in and be a speaker. If you need a speaker for your group next year, we've got a couple of private communities having me come in during their coffee talks and weekly or monthly meetings. If you need a speaker, I'd love to do that. There's no charge. Come in, talk about a topic for a little bit, take questions just like Ask an Attorney all about Florida law type of questions from the audience. If you'd like to book that, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529. I mean, the speaking engagements are all over. I have the Winter Haven's in Polk County. Got some things scheduled in Jacksonville coming up. Speaking in the Sarasota, Hillsborough County. One of the radio stations in Hillsborough County in a few weeks is having a open house to meet Ask an Attorney all about Florida law in the Chamber of Commerce building there in Sun City Center. A lot of exciting things. But if you need a speaker, I would love to come. And there's no charge. And if you want to get that scheduled, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529. That's the office number, 1-800-226-3529. Hey, if one of your goals is to get your estate planning updated, let me give the phone number for the show, though. We have open lines right now at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. And if you have a legal question of any type, I'll be more than glad to help you in any way I can. If you'd like to contact our office for an appointment, you want to get your estate planning documents reviewed or updated, or maybe even started in some cases, if you'd like a free estate planning poster sheet, there is... all you have to do is contact our office. There's one or three ways you can do that. You can call our toll-free office number and ask for an appointment or a request for the estate planning poster sheet at 1-800-226-3529. 1-800-226-3529. I give the 800 number because we have 20 offices in Florida. I mean, we have several offices in Pinellas, Polk, Hillsborough. We have office in Sarasota area, Lakewood Ranch. We have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages, Jacksonville to Daytona. And we have offices all over the state of Florida, 20 offices. So if you want to meet myself or one of the attorneys, the toll-free office number is 1-800-226-3529. If you'd like to email me your name and address, and just tell me you want to make an appointment. The office won't be open until Tuesday, but I'll be on looking for your messages and everything on my cell phone. So if you'd like to send me a text or if you want to email me, it's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. If you want to text me, it's 727-667-3967. So those are the ways you can contact me for an appointment or speaking engagement or getting that free estate planning poster sheet. Again, the number for the poster sheet is 1-800-226-3529. Go to extension 200. You could call and leave a message now, and it'll be received. We'll get the poster sheet out next week. We're talking in between calls about estate planning, and we're also talking about making New Year goals and things you want to get done next year. And one of the things you should get done is to review assets that you have that have beneficiaries on them. and make sure you have a contingent beneficiary. I have many cases this year where someone died, their spouse was the beneficiary, and their spouse had already died, and there was no contingent beneficiary. One thing you do is want to check, like your retirement accounts that have beneficiaries, insurance and annuity, assets that have beneficiaries. You don't want to have forced them, when you died, for them to go through probate because you failed to have a contingent beneficiary. Sometimes people do these type of, sometimes it might be just a $1,000 policy long time ago, and your spouse was the only beneficiary, and you die. Well, you don't get the $1,000 now because it has to, you do get it, but through a probate process. And probate is an expensive process you want to avoid. And simple assets with small amounts that don't have beneficiaries, like insurance, annuities, retirement accounts, you definitely want to give that a check. All right, let's go to Donald, who's calling. Hey, Donald.
Sir.
Where are you calling from?
I am in a little town called English.
English, and is that in Florida?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, where is that located? I mean, what's it close
to? Right on 9819 on near Homosa.
Okay.
I have a question. I just became homeless in the state of Florida. I lost my sailboat during the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the law for, I mean, because in the south part of Florida, they're trying to lock homeless people up. I am on Social Security, and I am limited on the amount of money I have per month.
Mm-hmm.
I am on Social Security. What is the law as far as being homeless? Can they just lock me up?
No, they can't just lock you up because you're homeless, but you might trespass on a property that's restricted or can't be used by yourself.
Well, what if there's no sign to say no trespassing and it's like state property?
Well, usually they give you a warning at least once.
Okay.
I would just be careful. Have you met up with other homeless people that you can hang around with? And they probably...
Not really, because, unfortunately, a lot of homeless people like to drink too much and this, and I don't do drugs and I don't drink. But with my Social Security, I'm limited on trying to find a place to live, too. And it seems like anybody that wants to help in this state doesn't really want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, I just make right at about $1,000 a month on my Social Security check.
So where do you sleep now?
Right now I'm sleeping on the side of a river in a tent.
All right. Is anybody giving any hassles about that?
Not at this point, they haven't.
Yeah. Well, where do you go when it gets really cold? I mean, do you go to a homeless shelter?
No, sir. I try not to. I try to stay to myself in my tent.
Well, you might try a homeless shelter. I mean, they feed you and they take care of you, and there are things set up for homeless people, definitely when the weather gets cold.
Okay. See, I don't know. This is all new to me, so that's why I'm trying to find out, what the law is as far as being homeless.
Well, you can't trespass on, you can't sleep on a sidewalk in front of a store. I mean, things like
right.
that. And there are places you just need to have to pick. You might... navigate. If you're going to just sleep in a tent, you might go to a farm or something and just get permission, and maybe you can volunteer to do a little bit of work, and maybe sleep in a barn might be better than sleeping in a tent on the side of the river. I mean, if I were you, I would just keep trying to be creative on things of where you can maybe even get employment on somebody who has lots of acres who doesn't mind you being on their property.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll have to check that out.
All right, Donald. All right, I wish you well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, if you have a legal question, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. If you have Facebook, hey, go on Facebook, Facebook Live now. We're broadcasting the show live. We do that every time I'm in Tampa. We try to do a Facebook Live to connect with you. You also can see the show on WeBean, WeBeam. .com, WeBeamTV.com. And you can go there and just, you can Google that or put that address in and go there and also see the show and many other good shows you might be interested in. If you'd like to call this show, it's 877-943-9673. Let's go to Jackie calling from Sarasota.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
I've got a niece who was going out with a gentleman, and my niece has a big RV, and she went out to family camp out at the Air Force base with this new guy that she's been seeing, and she's got benefits to do so, and come to find out, he was a sexual predator. Well, she didn't know that, and they ended up getting a hold of him and throwing him off of the base, but they've called her and asked her to come out to the base, saying she's made a very big mistake, and she's afraid and doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know if she's lost her military benefits or if her military card has been compromised now in some way and she's not allowed to have any more benefits, or if this affects her DIC compensation as well. Would you know anything about that, or can you make any suggestions as how she should handle this, if at all?
All right, so she's in the military herself, right?
No, she has benefits. Her husband had passed away. He was 100%, so she's been getting all the benefits and a check for years and years now.
Have they subpoenaed her or just made a verbal request?
They made a verbal request.
And it was, did they say why they wanted to meet with her?
Well, she asked, and they wouldn't be clear about it, but the only thing they said was, you're responsible for your guest. She tried to get the information out of them specifically, but no luck.
I think my advice would be, since it's just verbal at this point, I would ask for, I would wait for a written request. I don't.
Okay. You mean something in the mail from them?
Yes, I would, if they call her back and make contact with, which they probably will, just say, well, look, she's going to have an attorney, and the attorney wants to have a written request and what the purpose of the meeting is.
Okay, so she may need an attorney.
She might, but I wouldn't go in there blindly on a verbal request, I don't think, would be my advice. I would wait for a written request and something that you could show an attorney to look at to see if it would be necessary to have an attorney present, and it might not be a bad to have an attorney present because, you know, she might not have to answer all the questions they're going to ask her.
I see. Okay, so just wait and see and take it from there.
Yeah, people usually talk too much at these type of meetings, and they share information they don't necessarily have to share, and sometimes you can get yourself in trouble. I mean, so I would definitely ask the purpose of the meeting and then maybe think about having an attorney go with her.
All right, very good. I'm glad I called. Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you. Hey, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Last show of 2017. Looking forward to 2018. But if I can help you, give you a little peace of mind, give you a little information, give you maybe you didn't sleep very well last night, just worried about something, or something's getting ready to come up in your life and you want a little direction, just like that question. I mean, what do you do? What's the next step? Sometimes you need somebody else to put a little light on it and give you something to think about that might be helpful. And I think that was probably really helpful. I think that she probably don't go into meeting blindly on a verbal request when you don't really know the purpose of the meeting. If you have a question, though, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. One of the other goals, we're talking about goals in between callers, and phone lines are open. 877 is the toll-free number, 877 to call the show, 943-9673. One of the other things for you to put on your list to possibly do next year is to look at your insurances that you have. Look at your car insurance. I was talking to my stop-by just to say Happy New Year. I didn't see my car insurance person before Christmas, so I couldn't wish him a Happy Christmas. But I got in there, stopped by there, and had a nice little social chat with them. And they were saying, when your renewal comes up, this is what we ought to do. And everybody really ought to have a conversation with your insurance people you have insurance with. Car insurance, home insurance, your insurance and annuity products that you have, all of those need to be reviewed because there are some of them costing you more money than there are other options you can choose. So I definitely put on your list of New Year goals is to check out insurances, maybe shop around for insurances. My car insurance person was telling me about a different company that had a better rate. But he also told me, look, you're going to lose if you go to them. You could save a lot of money. And he was just being nice. And I think he was looking out for my best interest because he was telling me how I could be paying less for car insurance. But he went on to say, you're going to lose your umbrella policy if you did that. And, you know, maybe that's something you might want to choose, to lose your umbrella policy if you could save X number of dollars per year in insurance. I chose to keep my umbrella policy and stay with the present insurance, but that was certainly an option to give me something to think about. The reason umbrella insurance is important while I'm talking about that is, suppose you have a car accident and you get sued beyond your limits. If you have an umbrella policy, that's going to take care of the extra coverage. And anybody can have a car accident and be sued. So you definitely want to worry about that a little bit and check that out and get more information about that. Well, we have less than 20 minutes this year. If you want to ask me a question this year, here's a number. Toll-free number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Anything I can do for you, I'd be more than glad to try to help. And all you have to do is to dial that number. A lot of people, you know, choose to, talking about goals, a lot of people choose every year to lose weight. I mean, that's a common goal. It has nothing to do with law, necessarily. But if you're going to lose weight, what you really need to do is have a written plan. This is what I'm going to change in my life concerning what I eat, and have a written plan. And then you need somebody to be able to report to share with it, of what you accomplished, and to make yourself accountable to someone and have a written plan. That's what I would suggest. Let's go to Brian in Sarasota. Hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Doing well, thank you. I'll keep it short as possible. I'm a pacemaker patient, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I went in to have my pacer switched out because the battery life was exhausted on it.
What's the battery life, 7 years?
If you're good, generally you can get up to 12 years, but on the norm, yeah, approximately 7.
Okay.
Is about the life expectancy of them. And the cardiologist that did the procedure did well switching out the pacer, but was having problems with one of the leads, and she said she manipulated it so that it would work properly, was her terminology. Over the next several months, I still wasn't feeling well, tired, exhausted, so I went back and saw my normal cardiologist, and he ran some tests on the pacemaker, and one of the leads was broken. So the pacemaker wasn't working properly the way that it should have. And he said that I needed a lead extraction. I went in for the lead extraction, and he ended up tearing a hole in my heart. And I ended up with emergency open heart surgery because I was bleeding out internally. Basically, what I'm looking at long term is I have nervous system issues and problems because of everything that happened. And I've spoken to two other attorneys in regards to malpractice. And I guess the hospitals here in Florida, some of them belong to like a group or union. I don't know what the terminology is, but they're protected. And you're only able to sue for up to like $300,000 or $330,000. I'm not looking to make billions and millions, but neither attorney said it would be worth time to do it because of that cap, because they would exhaust most of it trying to prove what had happened on the in the operation table there.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting at is, I don't know. I got wronged. I feel I got wronged. I was a normal, healthy guy in his mid-30s and have had issues ever since.
Well, Brian, I have a medical malpractice attorney that I refer all my cases to. If you want one more opinion, I'd be, if you want to contact me, I'd be glad to give you his name and address. So just send me a request and give me permission to forward your name and address to him in the email.
Okay.
So give me your name and address, just a sentence or two of, you know, two or three sentences of what happened, and say, Joe, please forward this to your personal injury attorney that you mentioned on the radio, and have him give me a call, and then put your phone number in there. And then
awesome.
I will answer your email and forward everything to him with his name and phone number for him to call you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you
Hope
very
that
much.
Works for you. Okay.
Definitely.
All right, thanks. All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Jack in Sarasota.
Hi. Unusual situation. I got divorced 44 years ago, basically. I'm still paying alimony with a cost of living increase all the time. And this new law, I understand, is going to take away my deduction for alimony, which puts me in a very situation money-wise. You know, she's getting Social Security on my Social Security, and I'm wondering if there's any chance of modifying this alimony.
You know, that's a good question, and under the new law, I would consider that a change in circumstances, so I think your best effort would be if you want to try to do a change of circumstances that you don't get the deduction, so actually it's costing you more money, and your level of money hasn't really increased, and that would be detrimental to you. And since it's a change of circumstances, I think you might have a chance. It's kind of all new. You know, I have a family law attorney that comes on the show once in a while. Her name is Catherine. If you want to call her and discuss it with her, you could send me an email. Can you have access to email?
Okay.
You could post the question in an email, and I'll forward to Catherine and let her respond to it.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you. And we'll give out all our contact information here in a few minutes. Let's go to Al in Kenneth City. Hey, Al.
Oh, hi. Hello. I'm sorry. I had my mind elsewhere. How you doing, Attorney Joe?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Yes. I, a few months ago, had my air conditioning wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I had just moved in the condo. And so I called, you know, come inspect it, and they told me, you know, I need a whole new air conditioner, you know, unit. So I wound up signing some paper. It cost me $6,200, but I paid $195 a month. And then a few months, I mean, it was cool and good, but then a few months later, it wasn't heating at all. The heating went bad.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new thing. And,
well, it came with a warranty, right?
Huh?
Came with a warranty, right?
Yes, it did. And I called them, and they've been here several times. They said they can't get it right. Now, the last thing they told me was, oh, we're going to fix it. Every time they came, oh, we're going to take care of it. We're going to fix it. But they wound up here staying 4 or 5 hours and still not working. And then the last thing they told me was, it's one of these internal pieces that we have to order and see if it'll, you know, that should fix it.
All right. Is it a major name on the air conditioner? Is it Carrier? Is it what's the major name of the air?
Wow! I don't even know, because I'm on the second floor.
All right.
They've had to put, you know.
Well, I can tell you, if you're dissatisfied and they've made multiple efforts to try to fix it and they've failed, I would get someone else to come look at it and tell you the truth about what the problem is.
Okay.
And I would definitely, before you do that, I would say, what is the delivery date? I mean, if it's a new air conditioner, it should have parts available, you know, overnight. Ask what the delivery date is for the part. If you don't get a satisfactory answer, then I'd start getting someone else involved.
And if I get someone else to inspect it, and it turns out, I have to pay them or the company that put it, you know, they're not, you know, they're making me go through extra expense now, aren't they?
Well, I would, you know, the best thing for you to do is to send them a certified letter. Saying, I need to have a certified letter, because you need to document your conversations. In fact, if you have a list that maybe on your calendar, you put when they came out, and you say, I bought my new air conditioner on such and such date. Since the time after my new air conditioner was installed, here are the dates where servicemen have had to come out and unsuccessfully fix my air conditioner. Please advise when this will be, when the part that you say now is the problem will arrive. And if I don't have this totally fixed within such and such time period, I'm going to hire someone else. I'm going to hire an attorney to pursue this and charge you for my extra expenses. People pay, people pay more attention to certified letters, believe me. And when you mentioned that, you know, and you have a history, you can document the history of what's gone on with this, and it's been totally unsatisfactory for a new product, you might wind up in small claims court. I mean, it might be under $5,000, your damages and so forth, but you need to document it and try to nail it, hold their feet to the fire and giving you a date of when it's going to be fixed.
They've come several times, but I don't remember the exact dates. That's a bad
Well, thing. Estimate. You know, estimate the dates.
Okay. All right. I could ask them when they came out. They should have a record of it, Annie.
Well, once you get a little playing hardball with them, they might not volunteer too much information.
Yeah.
All right, Al. Hope that helps.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'll try to write a certified letter to them then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Hope it works for you.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's go to Jay in Clearwater.
Hello?
Hey, Jay.
Hi. My question's about capital gain. I sold my house. I made money selling my house. I bought a villa, and now I want to know how much time I have to invest the money that I made on my house and my villa.
Well, how much profit did you make?
About $60,000.
Well, I don't think there's any time limit on when you have to invest it. The capital gains you have, you lived in the prior house more than 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that falls within the exclusion, so I think you're okay.
Okay, so I don't have a capital gain.
Yeah, no, you have a one. No, I don't think so. But I'd have a CPA do your tax return for you.
Okay, well, I don't have one of those. I guess my other question would be, when you're reinvesting this money, I'm only allowed, I understood that there was something about a $20,000, but because I lived in that house for, the capital gain laws must have changed, because I lived in that house
well,
for...
Well, you have exemption, I think, of $250,000. It's a pretty large extension that you can take. Exemption you can take. I don't have it memorized exactly, but
Okay.
Now, who does your tax return?
I don't have a tax person.
Okay. Well, you might need one because of this.
Okay.
Because you might have to report it, but I don't think you're going to have any tax implications if it's reported properly.
Okay. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. One more time, I'll give out the phone numbers. We have about 7 minutes left in the show, and we do have time for your call at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Let's go to Liz calling from Minnesota. Liz, are you listening to the show in Minnesota?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I listen to the station all the time.
What station are you connected to?
WALF or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
All right. Is it a station in Tampa, Jacksonville?
It's a station in Tampa.
Okay.
But
yeah, it's probably 570 or 910 or 860.
860.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Well, what can we do for you?
Yeah. I had a tree fall on my house. I was on there about 3 months, and I finally was able to...
This was in Florida?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I got the guy, he came in, gave an estimate and everything, and I said, we'll haul away the brushy parts of the tree. You know, they want another $3,000 to haul away the whole tree. But I said that it would haul away the brushy parts, but I didn't get that in writing, or it was just on the phone, and he was talking with my daughter and me, and I was on the phone, and I heard him say it, and she did. And once it was all done, and I'm paying him monthly,
and four payments, you know, plus a down payment of $1,000. And last week when I paid him his first payment after the down payment, I asked him about the brush part because he hasn't come back and called him away. And he said, oh, that's another price. And you have to have another estimate for that. And so he's just lied to us and not doing what he said he would do just to get the job, you know, at first. So.
Well, I'll send him a certified letter reminding him of the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And asking him to do what's promised. And if not, then you might have a legal recourse.
Uh-huh.
Was this during the hurricane?
Yeah, it was after the hurricane, about 3 months. It fell in whatever that one, the woman's name.
Yeah.
Irma, yeah.
Well, did your home insurance cover you in any way?
Well, I don't have insurance because my house is old, and it's just, you know, it's paid for. My husband, before he died, said, well, we get the house paid off. I'm not going to have insurance on it, so... He said it's not worth it. So,
is the house fixed now?
Well, the house is damaged some, needs some roof work, but he did bring a tarp and put over the top of it.
Okay. No, well, you need to probably have a written contract. If you're dealing with somebody new, you definitely need a written contract. If somebody you know and trust, sometimes you can let.
What's that company that?
Well, anyway, to send a certified letter telling them that this is what you promised to do and you haven't done that, and this is what I expect you to do moving forward.
Home advisor.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should tell them, too.
Yeah, if that's where you got the name from, I would.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Let's go to Ellen in Clearwater.
Doing this morning.
Good. And you?
I'm calling in reference to the gentleman with the problem with the air conditioners.
Yes.
Okay. What he may want to do is, or someone do it for him, I can't think of the website, do a search. That may have been recalled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the problems that he's having, and they said it's a manufacturer part. So I'm trying to think, like, U.S. Government air conditioner recalls as a search, you know, and then take it from there, because we don't know all the recalls.
Yeah, well, I was trying to guide him along those paths, but he didn't know the name of the air conditioner. I mean, the company that made the air conditioner.
But he said he was on the second floor, so when he goes down, I guess he can just write it down.
Right.
Yeah, or ask the people who bought it, you know. I need this for my file, you know.
All right, Alan, thanks for the helpful information.
Okay, you have a safe holiday.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Francis in Safety Harbor.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a little less than a minute, so you're going to have to make this fairly quick, I think.
I have an idea for the homeless man who called you before, Lawyer Joe.
Okay.
He has a Social Security check coming in, and that means he's a senior. There's plenty of gated senior communities that one spouse dies or they have a dispute, one goes out, and they need another income. A roommate? Mm-hmm. This would be perfect for him. I happen to live in one where I saw the young man, his girlfriend just got annoyed and moved out. He had to get out. He couldn't pay the rent. But if this guy has that social, there's no need for him to sleep or go to a farm or anything. If he could get into like a Saturday, they're open, put some kind of notice with his, he seems to have a phone number to call him. He could be a roommate to plenty elderly people. And there's always turnovers because one dies. Oh, you're old, you die. And or you move out, you have a dispute. But if he has that check, he's holding on to he has a gold mine right there. I know personally this guy, he had to get out because his girlfriend, they have to have at least one check coming in.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Joe.
All right, thank you. Bye. Also, Bye. That gentleman can go to the local Department of Children and Families, and they have referral sources for people that help seniors and helpless people. Thank you so much for listening to Ask an Attorney. If you'd like to contact us, 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. And you have a great, happy new year. So long.
You want information and insight? We've got it. The Dennis Prager Show at noon at WBOB.
Hey, it's Michael Savage. Join us weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB. The Answer.